Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor, A Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward Program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to the religious-themed broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business, organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible, as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud or for our lecture discussion. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along will be from 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 3, verse 1. 1 Chronicles, chapter 3, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations helps to maintain online and offline programs and services such as employment or career counseling, and other help forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. We are currently in our fundraising season from September through December 31st. We are currently trying to develop new programs within Union City, Georgia, Maryland's Eastern Shore, five counties, and Ward 7 of Washington, D.C. In Union City, we are proposing a food distribution program that will begin in October. Other program initiatives are youth leaders for our career exploration programs, and food distribution handlers. Shop Avon with me personally, locally or online, at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Phone ordering and customer care is available Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sell Avon with one of my sales team, sales development helpers, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between, spelled Charlene Stevens. Now, in regards to our current fundraising season at A Time to Learn Academy, if you shop online at My Avon Business, then I will provide 10% versus the standard 5%. 5% is always given to the Academy. But during September through December 31st, if you shop online, I'll provide 10%. If you specify. Okay. And I also wanted to announce to groups, churches, schools, organizations, and family reunion contact people that we do offer fundraising services of Avon products to be used for your next fundraiser. So we also provide that service as well at A Time to Learn Academy. I just want to remind everyone that the nonprofit's focus is education, career counseling, okay, and including our Help Forward program, help meaning helping each loving person. That's what HELP acronym stands for. Helping each loving person forward. Help Forward program. Okay? Now for calendar events. Today is Nas and Patrick Garcia's birthday. It's also the TV season premiere of Dancing with the Stars on ABC channel, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a two-hour special, and I believe it's a two-day special as well. Tomorrow begins National Hispanic Month from 9/15, September 15th through October the 15th. And it's Prince Harry's of the UK's birthday, as well as our own Tom Hardy's birthday. Wednesday, in Mexico, Independence Day, we remember John Ingle and B.B. King. It's International Day of Peace. And it's Mexico and Jessica Tilly's birthday, Thursday. We remember Hank Williams, Paul Harry Benedict, and it's B.B. Winans and Dougie Fresh's birthday. Friday, we remember Jack L. radio host Cooper in theaters, Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials, and Sicario. Birthdays, we have Deleon Sheffy, or Sheffel, excuse me, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Clinton Sparks' birthday. Saturday is Jimmy Fallon's and Sanaa Lathan's birthday. Sunday, TV special, the 66th, excuse me, again, I do apologize, the 67th Emmy Awards on Fox, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's Debbie Morgan's birthday. Model Liberty Ross and music executive Jimmy Levon are engaged. Their rep confirms to us Ross was previously married to director Rupert Sanders, who, as Us Weekly exclusively revealed in 2012, had some relationship issues. So congratulations to them. Tom Hardy and his wife, actress Charlotte Riley, are expecting a child. This will be the second for the legend star, who has a 7-year-old son, Louis, from a previous relationship. In our prayers box, we have the 9/11 families and friends. And let's keep Bobby Brown in our prayers and the Houston family and friends. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. All right? Breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful, I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 3, verse 1. My audience, let's prepare for our religious theme discussion. Ready? Let's begin. Now these were the sons of David, which were born unto him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon of Anahim, the Jezreelitess. The second, Daniel of Abigail, the Carmelitess. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacha, the daughter of Tamali, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah of Abidal. The sixth, Ithream by Eglah, his wife. These six were born unto him in Hebron. And there he reigned 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shimei, Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, four of Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel, Ibhar, also, and Elishama, and Eliphelet, and Nagah, and Nepheh, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9. Verse 9. These were all the sons of David, beside the sons of the concubines and Tamar their son. And Solomon's son was Rehoboam, and Abiah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son, and the sons of Josiah were the firstborn Johanan, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shalom, and the sons of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son, and the sons of Jeconiah, Asur, Salathiel his son, Malchiram also, and Padiah, and Shinazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Netabiah. And the sons of Padiah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. And the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshullam, and Hanani, and Shelomith, their sister, and Hashabah, and Ohal, and Berechiah, and Hazadiah. Jusha said, 5, and the sons of Hananiah, Pelatiah, and Jaziah, the sons of Raphiah, the sons of Anan, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah, and the sons of Shechaniah, Shemaiah, the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, and Egilel, and Bariah, and Neariah, and Shaphat, 6. And the sons of Neariah, Eloniah, and Hezekiah, and Azrakim, 3. And the sons of Elioniah were Hodiah and Eliash and Peliel and Akub and Johanan and Deliah and Anani, 7. Chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. The sons of Judah, Phares, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal, and Reiah, the son of Shobal, begat Jahath, and Jahath begat Ahumai, and Lahad. These are the families of the Zorathites. And these were the father of Etam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash, and the number of their sisters was Hazeliponi, and Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Neara. And Neara bare him Ahuzam, and Hefer, and Teminai, or Temini, and Hashtari. These were the sons of Neara, and the sons of Hela were Zereth, and Jizoar, and Ethnen, and Kaz begat Anub, and Zobiba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Harim, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And Shelub, the brother of Shuai, begat Mehur, which was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begat Beth Rapha, and Pasiah, and Tehina, the father of Ur-Nahash. These are the men of Rechah. And the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Sarai, and the sons of Othniel, and Hattath. And Meonothe begat Orah, and Sarai begat Joab, the father of the valley of Charshim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jehunna, Eru, Elah, Naam, and the sons of Elah, even Kenaz. And the sons of Jehel, Elel, Ziph, and Ziphah, Terai, and Asariel. And the sons of Ezra were Jether, and Mered, and Epher, and Jalon, and she bare Miriam, and Shemaiah, and Ishbath, the father of Eshtimoah, and his wife, Jehudijah, bare Jered, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Sosho, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah, and these are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, which Mered took, and the sons of his wife, Hodiah, the sister of Naham, the father of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtiamor, the Mahathite, and the sons of Shimon were Amnon, and Rena, Ben-Hanan, and Tilan, and the sons of Ishai were Zohath, and Ben-Zohath. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lahach, and Lahada, the father of Maresha, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen of the house of Ashbeah, and Joachim, and the men of Joshama, and Joash, and Zaraph, who had the dominion in Moab, and Jashubilim, and these are ancient things. Continuing with verse 23 of chapter 4, These were the potters and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Jeul, Shalem, his son, Misam, his son, Mishma, his son. And the sons of Mishma, Hamuel, his son, Zakur, his son, Shimei, his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, 22 children in all. But his brethren had not many children. Neither did all their family multiply, like to the children of Judah. And they dwelt at Beersheba, and Molada, and Hazar Shuzel, and at Bilhal, and at Azim, and at Tolad, and at Bethuel, and at Horma, and at Ziklah, and at Beth Markaboth, and Hazor Sumim, and at Beth Berei, and at Shaarim. These were their cities unto the reign of David. And their villages were Etam, and Ain, Rimmon, and Toshin, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were round about the same cities unto Baal. These were their habitations and their genealogy. And Mishobab, and Jemleh, and Josha, the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Josiah, the son of Zerah, the son of Aziel, and Elonea, and Jehoshapha, and Jehoshoha, and Isaiah, and Adiel, and Jasimiel, and Benaiah, and Ziza, the son of Shephi, the son of Elon, the son of Jediah, the son of Shemri, the son of Shemiah. These mentioned by their names were princes in their families, and the house of their fathers increased greatly. Continuing with chapter 4, verse 39. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, even into the cast side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. And these written by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and smote their tents and the habitations that were found there, and destroyed them utterly unto this day, and dwelt in their rooms, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah, and Nehaviah, and Rehiah, and Aziel, the sons of Ishi. And they smote the rest of the Amalekites that were escaped, and dwelt there unto this day. Continuing with chapter 5, verse 1. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but for as much as he did defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. For Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. The sons, I say, of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, and Pelu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shemaiah, his son Gog, his son Shemai, his son Mikah, his son Reiah, his son Beel, his son Beera, his son whom Tilgathpileser, king of Assyria, carried away captive. He was prince of the Reubenites, and his brethren by their familites, where the genealogy of their generations were reckoned, were the chief Jael, and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer, even unto Nebo and Baal-meon. And eastward he inhabited unto the entering in of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout all the east land of Gilead. And the children of God dwelt over against them in the land of Bashan unto Zalkah, Joel the chief, and Shapham the next, and Janeh, and Shaphat in Bashan. And the brethren of the house of their fathers were Michael, and Meshulam, and Sheba, and Jorai, and Dishan, and Zii, and Heber. 7. These are the children of Abiel, the son of Uri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishiah, the son of Jadol, the son of Buz, Ahi, the son of Adiel, the son of Guni, chief of the house of their fathers. And they dwelt in Gilead in Bashan, and in her towns, in all the suburbs of Sharon, upon their borders. All these were reckoned by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel, the sons of Reuben and the Gideites, and half of the tribe of Manasseh, a valiant men able to bear buckler and sword, and to shoot with bow and skillful in war, were 44,703 that went out to the war. And they made war with the Hagarites, with Jeter and Nephish and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all that were with them. For they cried to God in the battle, and he was entreated of them, because they put their trust in him. And they took away their cattle, of their camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of asses 2,000, and of men 100,000. For there fell down many slain, because the war was of God. There's a difference in war when you're fighting among men and when you're fighting against God. And they dwelt in their steads until the captivity, and the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. They increased from Bashan unto Baal-Hermon and Sinur, and unto Mount Hermon. In our last verse, verse 24, and these were the heads of the house of their fathers, even Epher and Ishi, and Eliel, and Azrael, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of the house of their fathers. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue with chapter 5, beginning with verse 25. We're learning about the Chronicles, the genealogy of family lines, of family trees. So, audience family, bear with me as we learn these new names, right? Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over signed scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do. And the God of peace shall be with you.